Hey, friends. My name is John Andrew Clayton, pastor of Pompey Community Church in Pompey, New York, and it's my joy to be your pastor for the day. Our church has been slowly working through the Gospel of Luke on Sunday mornings, and this Sunday we arrive at Luke 18, 35 to 43, where Jesus heals a blind beggar named Bartimaeus. This is what God's Word says. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in the front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. I love this story because it so powerfully displays the unmatched mercy of Jesus. This passage begins by helping us feel so keenly this man's great need for mercy. This man was blind, a condition which would have left him with serious challenges. He would have experienced much isolation, feeling cut off from the rest of society and maybe even abandoned by God. Many in the first century would have looked upon his blindness as evidence of sin in his life, and they would have seen his blindness as a sign of God's curse. And so this man is sitting by the roadside and he's begging, just hoping someone will have some small mercy on him. And then he hears a commotion, asking, "Guys, what's going on?" And here we meet the great man of mercy. Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And while much of the crowd perceives Jesus simply as a man from Nazareth who's amassed a following, this blind beggar knows by faith that Jesus is his merciful Messiah. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And while this crowd tries to shut this man up, he cries out all the more until his cries reach Jesus' ears. And this is where we see one of the most beautiful pictures of Jesus' mercy. Notice what happens. Jesus stopped. Now, preceding this passage, we learn that Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, where he will be mocked, spit upon, flogged, and killed on the cross, and then rising after 3 days. This is the defining moment of his life and ministry. And it is the defining moment of all salvation history. Still, as he is on his way to Jerusalem, he passes through Jericho, and he hears Bartimaeus' cries for mercy, and he stops. For each and every one of you who is desperate for Jesus' mercy, that should fill you with hope. Jesus, our merciful Messiah, stops. As he calls Bartimaeus over, he asks him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And Bartimaeus replies, "Let me recover my sight." And Jesus says, "Done. Your faith has made you well." And here we see the result of Jesus' great mercy. Immediately, he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. This story opens with Jesus approaching a blind beggar who has no way of knowing that Jesus is even drawing near, and it closes with his sight being restored and his eyes locked on Jesus, following him, giving all of the glory to the Lord. I hope and pray this passage encourages you to recognize your great need for mercy, and I hope it sends you flying to Jesus' feet, crying out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Bartimaeus was a suffering sinner who didn't deserve or earn God's mercy, but he trusted by faith that Jesus was his sin-forgiving, suffering-reversing, merciful Messiah, and that is what he is for everyone who will turn to him in faith. Again, my name is John Andrew Clayton, pastor of Pompey Community Church in Pompey, New York, and it is my joy to be your pastor for the day.